Hi, girlies. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Globe Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind and become more self-aware so that you can glow up into the best version of yourself. Girlies, we need to talk about this and we need to talk about it right now. We need to talk about soft life. We need to talk about feminine energy and the fact that you've most likely been living in your masculine energy. And this is deeply inspired by the current video that is going viral on my TikTok right now about the soft life. And I basically said, if you're a girly, and we're going to just talk about women right now because I am a woman, but I call you guys girlies. If you're a girly right now who is so sick and tired of living in her masculine energy and you're drawn to this soft life, and I will explain what soft life really means because a lot of you guys in the comments didn't really know what that meant. I don't think that you're lazy, and I just think that you have been deeply living in your masculine energy to the point where it is literally making you sick, depressed, tired, unhappy, and it's bleeding into different areas of your life, especially relationships. And you're dating men who are feminine and you're showing up as that masculine figure, and it's all just creating a lot of unhappiness. And I think in this generation right now, there's a lot of talk about toxic masculinity and femininity and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going to give you my take and what I believe is not even what I believe, but what I see is going on and what I've experienced myself. I've been a girly who is basically recovering from living in her masculine, wounded masculine energy for a very long time. And there's a difference between masculine energy that is healed and just in its power and wounded masculine energy. So let's talk about it. But first, I want to talk about the soft life and what I was referring to in that video. I'm sure some of you guys have already felt it, but also you see it on social media. And this is where I'm going to get a lot of trolls on my comments, which I've already had on this video, about how, oh, living a soft life is all about just living with no responsibilities and taking trips and living a wealthy luxury life and never working and never having to do anything and just doing things on your terms whenever you want. Now, that is not the goal, because if you're listening to my podcast, you know you're all about self-improvement and everything like that, but we're self-improving from a place of self-love and femininity over here. But I think where girls get into that mindset of just like literally just wanting to almost be like a sugar baby and just live the luxury lifestyle, I do think, first of all, I think that we all have different preferences depending on where you live and your society and everything like that. But I do think some of the girls who kind of go to that extreme, they are so tired and they so don't want to be in their masculine energy. So they look at this luxury life and they're like, I need that and I don't want to do anything and I don't want to make any more decisions and I don't want to work hard anymore and this, that, and the third. So I have a lot of sympathy and just love and compassion for some girls who are so like done with living the life that they're living and they just want to like go lay on a beach forever and ever. I do think that would get very boring after a while, and this is why it's important to realize that masculine energy is not only within all of us but is really important for us to keep within ourselves and not just throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think when it comes to this third wave feminist movement, it was great at the beginning when women decided to step into their power and to get into the workplace and to just take more agency over their lives instead of just being so suppressed by wounded masculine energy. But the thing is, now we're almost being taught a lie and being told like you can do what a man can do and you should do what a man can do. And if you don't work, then you are inherently bad and you're lazy. And I don't think that is true. I think from both sides, we are hurting, we are wounded. And currently the society is ran by, in my opinion, a lot of masculine energy, but it's a lot of wounded masculine energy. And that's where women will look at men and be like, I hate masculine men. Like, I hate masculinity. It's all toxic. It's literally creating a space where I hate my life, this, that, and the third. And although that part of it that's true masculinity, when it is not wounded, is something we all need to survive, and something that I personally believe us women are really longing for, not only in our relationship, but just from society in a whole. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So what I'm talking about when it comes to a soft life is to live in a lifestyle that is supportive of your femininity and to allow yourself to embody your feminine energy. And your feminine energy is really about flowing in abundance and receiving and relaxing and just not being so stressed and feeling like you can flow from day to day. You wake up one day feeling like you want to do one thing, and the next you're on to the next thing. Maybe one day you're stepping more in your femininity and you're waking up and you're like, I want to do yoga today. My body feels like it needs yoga. It doesn't feel like it needs to go to the gym and do strenuous workouts, but tomorrow I'm going to feel really motivated, and that's what I want to do. I want to step in my power and I want to feel strong. Like things like that. I feel like a lot of us women are just dying to have that lifestyle, but it's really hard for us to live in that lifestyle because we don't have containment. We don't have proper masculine energy that is protecting and allowing us to be free within that feminine energy. When we don't feel safe, we get pushed into our masculine energy. It's just a fact of life. And that's what's happening in our society. We're not around men who are creating that space for us to feel like we can step into our feminine energy. And when that happens, we have no other option but to go out into the workforce and grind and hustle and pay our bills. And some of us, unfortunately, the ones who have that deep, nurturing, loving part of them that is that feminine energy, that you get into relationships where that man is actually more feminine than masculine, and now you are taking on a lot of roles, and then you become the wife that is nagging and unhappy and just wishing your man would just be a man. So bringing it back to the soft life, I think that it's not only necessary, but we all want it. We all want to be able to just wake up and decide to do yoga versus going and pushing ourselves to do strength training workouts because we want to take care of our bodies. Like, we want to have the option. We want to have the freedom. We want to have the free flowing energy in life. And not only that, we are women and we go through cycles and we go through so many ranges of emotions. Like, I'm going to give you a personal experience that I'm dealing with right now and be very vulnerable with you guys. I am currently dealing with something in my life that is just a very emotionally charged. I am a sad girl today, and I woke up and my plan today was to do a workout because if you listen to the last podcast episode, it's up-leveling our lives. And I told you guys how I'm like getting into workouts and this, that, and just taking care of my health a little bit better. But I woke up really sad and I was like, I can't do this workout. Like, I literally can't do this workout. And instead of feeling shame and getting pissed off at myself, I allowed myself to just step into my feminine energy right now and just realize what my body needed, what my emotional body needed, which was to calm down, doing some breathing in the morning and going to do some yoga, like something slow. But the thing is, like, a lot of us either don't have the accessibility to be able to do that, or we don't have the routine or the environment to feel like we can choose to do that, or we've been shamed to feel like if we don't wake up and do the strength training workout, then we are bad and we are slacking on our goals and we are just not being the woman that we think that we need to be for other people. Things like that, okay? And that's just one simple example. So I feel like a lot of trolls on the internet who want to say, oh, like, you don't have to do everything for a man, this, that. This is not about doing everything for a man. Is part of being a feminine woman and stepping your femininity going to please a man, or, you know, kind of fit in within that masculine role? 100%. But it's not all about that. You can create containment and you can create a lot of safe spaces within yourself as a single woman right now. And I think that we need to realize that, because there's going to be times where you don't have a masculine figure in your life that can give you that containment, that can say, hey, babe, today you don't feel well and you're not really emotionally there and you don't need to go into work and just spend the day just taking the time that you need. Like, we don't have, a lot of us don't have that when we're in our 20s and we're still trying to like find our man that's going to give us that. But it doesn't mean to tell yourself that you don't deserve that lifestyle, and nor is it not attainable, because it is. It's just gonna take some time, and it's also gonna take some work on your part to really heal your feminine energy and your masculine energy and to switch your perspective on, are there really men out there who could give you that? Because I personally believe, girlies, that if you believe there's no good men out there, then there's going to be no good men out there for you. And you're going to be in this low vibe energy of just feeling suppressed, feeling like you have no say, you can't change your life, you can't do these things, this, that, and the third. And I just don't think that's very empowering. And that's not what I'm about on the podcast or anything that I talk about. So I think if you are a girl right now who is really struggling, like, I have so many comments, you guys got to go to that TikTok and look at the comments. There are so many girls who've been like, I've been working since 15 and I am literally tired. Like, I just want to lay down. I just want to cuddle. I don't even care. And a lot of them aren't even saying like, I want a man to do all this for me. A lot of them are just saying that they're tired and they're sick and they have so many chronic pain issues and illnesses and all these kind of things. Like, we just need to first realize, like, what steps can we take throughout our day that is going to support our feminine energy a little bit more and just help us heal. For me personally, it wasn't like looking for a man to come and save me. Of course, that is going to be such a huge part of my chapter in my life. I'm going to have a masculine man in my life who is going to really, I think that that piece is going to just fit so beautifully within my life. But that's going to come after I have been working on this, healing my feminine energy within myself, which is what I've been doing for so long and what I do and what I talk about and what you girls are doing when we're talking about self-love and just doing this whole healing journey. This is all, everything is connected. I want you to know that, which I think is so beautiful. But if right now you don't have a man in your life and you don't have that masculine energy, what are some things that you can do to make you feel like you're not so damn tired? And here's a few things. One of the things actually I think was kind of going viral on TikTok as well. It's this whole idea of looking at your current, whatever career or job that you're in, that maybe you like it, but maybe you don't. Regardless, even if you like it, looking at your career or your job kind of as your second part-time job. And I don't mean like don't put any effort into that job, but to look at it as like that's just something on the side that you do and it's very supportive. Like that, I look at my job that I do with serving and bartending as almost like that masculine energy in my life. Like I do that, I attend to that masculine energy. That's what keeps me safe. That's what pays my bills, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't look at it as like, oh my gosh, it's so tiring, it's so stressful, I hate it, I dread it, this, that, because I don't uphold it to a point where that like takes over my life. Like, yes, I work, and of course, again, your situation is going to differ. You might have some comments right now being like, okay, well, I have to work and I have to grind, but you don't. I think the mentality in which you go about it can definitely be changed. Like, I don't look at it like I need to be this hard boss babe, hardworking girl. I go to work, I make my money, and I come home and I spend the time that I have outside of my work focusing on the things that I want to do. And that's already stepping in your feminine energy. For me personally, it's the podcast, it's YouTube, it's social media, it's spreading my message. Maybe for you, you're going to school and you're studying something that you really are interested in. Or maybe you're getting in a relationship right now and you want to take on that role as being a homemaker or a wife or a mother. And again, being these things is just a part of femininity and being in your feminine energy. You being a homemaker or a wife or a mom doesn't necessarily mean that like you are fully embodying your feminine energy. You know, like you, I'm sure you've seen a lot of unhappy wives who nag, who get pissed off, this, that. And I think part of that or a lot of that has to do with the fact that they are in relationships with men who are not creating that protective, safe space for them. And I think a lot of women have been told this lie of, you can go 50-50 with men and it's okay. I make my own money and I can provide just as much as he can. Well, how's that working out for you, babe? Because I'm pretty sure it's not making you feel like a woman when you're going to dinner and you're feeling like, okay, I'll pay, or I'll pay half-half, or like we'll go 50-50. And listen, there's going to be some girls who literally are okay with that and see nothing wrong with that and they want to do that. And honestly, props to you, do that. But I just don't want you to lie to yourself and to let other people tell you what you should feel. And that even goes with me, right? If you literally feel like 50-50 is good enough with you, then don't listen to what I'm saying and think that you're bad for doing that. But I just think that a lot of women, and I'm only saying this too because I've done it myself, I've stepped into that masculine role of like, okay, we'll go 50-50 and this, that. And I'm telling you, deep down, the amount of resentment and the amount of times I was so miserable being in a relationship where I was pushed to do 50-50 was not fun. I was in a relationship for like almost 2 years, and I look back at the relationship and I know exactly what was the issue, and it was the fact that I was dating somebody who was way more in their feminine energy. And I don't even mean that as a fault. And this is something that I think is really important as well, is to not hate on men. Like, of course, there's going to be men who like want to do the bare minimum, and I really think that they need to step it up. But some men are just trying to figure it out. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. My relationship, my ex-boyfriend, God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't think he will, but like a few years ago, how many years? I think it's been like 2.5 years since that relationship. And really and truly, he was in his, I don't know, he was like 20, we were like 23, 24, 25-ish, right around that age. When a man is 24 years old and he was going to school, what do you expect? Like, I don't even know what I expected, really and truly. Like, you have to take a man as who he currently is right now instead of dating potential. That is something that's so important. If you are expecting a man to provide and protect and do all of these masculine things for you when he is literally 24 years old and trying to figure out and going to school, like, babe, that's asking for a lot. And again, it's not to say that you don't deserve that, but personally, this is what I've learned. If you decide that you want to be with a man who is going to provide and protect and to really make you feel like a woman and allow you to be living in whatever life that you want, then you need to realize that you're not going to be able to get that from just any guy. You're not. And nor should you really ask for that, because really, who am I to say that my ex-boyfriend should have provided all of those things and not go 50-50 with me? He was in a point in his life where he couldn't even do that because he was in school and like he just like didn't have this crazy career where like he was able to provide and create that lifestyle for me. But instead, I just became very resentful and I would try and ask him to change and this, that, when really and truly, girls, I'm telling you, you're just going to save a lot of heartbreak, a lot of time and energy. If you just take a man for what he is, don't date potential and keep it moving. I'm telling you, because if not, what's going to happen is you're going to be expecting him to change and you're going to be pissed off when he doesn't and this, that. And again, I'm not saying that you can't, you know, wait for a man that you truly love. And like, if you see potential, like, of course, there's going to be times where you might have to wait or whatever. But personally, like, I think that if you're currently like a single girl and you've kind of had the experience that I have, there are so many other men out there who are ready and willing to step into that role for you that I don't know why you'd be wasting so much of your energy trying to change somebody else who is clearly not there yet. Also, another thing with men in their 20s, they're trying to figure it out. And if they are trying to step into that role of becoming a man in manhood, like really and truly, let them be. Like, let them be. This is why I'm very wary and kind of scared. Not scared, but like, you know, I'm very wary of dating guys who are around my age because I know that they're life right now is, it looks like a lot of hustling and working and trying to figure out who they are and what career they want to be in and to get their money up and to be that man for that wife. And so I think it's really important to remember that a lot of men are going through that period of time potentially in your age. And I think realizing that kind of helps you not try and stay in situations longer than you need to. At the end of the day, if you want the life that you say that you want, you also have to step into that energy of receiving that. So again, it's not just about men coming in our lives and providing financial stability and saving us and making us like allowing us to be in this lifestyle, but what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that is going to align you to these men? I think a few things is, of course, doing that healing work on yourself. And again, you're going to have to do this because you might not have any other masculine figure in your life to make you feel this way. And you probably have to heal a lot of masculine energy within yourself. So doing a lot of inner child healing and parts work and just allowing yourself to sit with emotions and figuring out like what you really like as a woman and just creating a safe space within yourself and really nurturing that. But then on top of that, if you want to find a man who is going to create that containment for you, you need to understand men. You need to learn about men. You need to learn about what a healthy masculine man shows up like and what he can provide and what a wounded masculine man is like. And I can guarantee you probably have already dated a guy who was like that, very aggressive, controlling, makes you not feel like a woman at all. And this is not like even about providing really, like he might have even had money, but nothing else you felt like you were safe thinking or feeling or doing. I was also in a relationship with a man who was very masculine, and that, and I would have done anything for this guy. And that's because I was longing so desperately for this masculine figure in my life. And I fell in love with this guy so hard, so fast. But it was like the most toxic relationship that I've ever been in. And he hurt me really badly. And that's because he was wounded himself. And I don't even know if he would really acknowledge that. And I really hope that he doesn't listen to this episode. But whatever. That's what I personally believe. But that's what ends up happening when you also come from this kind of like wounded place. And I want you to take wounded lightly. I'm really all about healing and self-love and stuff like that. So don't think that I'm saying like, you're so broken, you need to be fixed. No, you just need to realize what's going on and how you've been operating. But I've been on both sides and I've attracted both types of energy. And I realized that until I started to focus on healing myself and my energies and also understanding and learning about men, like the healthy, healed masculine energy, only then have I just started to really match up to better men in my life and really started to just see that my potential as a woman and how much value I can bring to a man who is truly empowered in his masculine energy. And when I find that man, I will feel so valued and I will feel so accepted and loved. And if you do not feel that from your man, then babe, most likely there's some energetics that are a little bit off, okay? And I want you to remind yourself that. I don't want you to just put it all on the guy. I want you to look in the mirror and see some of the ways in which that you probably weren't showing up as well. But I want you to remind yourself that stepping into who you truly are and your femininity is going to look different. Like you stepping into your embodied feminine energy is going to look different than mine. And it's that we don't all have to be the same, but whatever that is for you, you are going to find a man who truly values that. And that's what I tell myself. And I know that to be the truth. I know that. And I think in having that mindset kind of helps you get through this part of being lonely and feeling like you have to do everything for yourself. Again, I'm a recovering independent girly who's had to do everything on her own from a very young age. And I'm working through that. So I just needed to get on here and talk about this topic because I think it's so important and I think it's really big right now. This episode is, I was going to say, I was going to post it for Tuesday, but I'm literally posting it now. It's Monday and I'm posting it right after I'm done editing this because there's a lot of energy around this and I just want it to be out. So usually podcast comes out on Thursday, today on a Monday. on Wednesday. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is The Glow Up Secrets. I already recorded this video on Sunday on signs that you are in your masculine energy and just like ways in which you can kind of step out of that. I go deeper into this topic. So go on to my YouTube and watch that video. And then the video after that is all about your femininity and just how to like really embrace it and step more into it. And that is going to be a lot more content that I'm going to be putting out is on feminine masculine energy. I'm all about self-improving and just, you know, I'm obviously talking to women who are most likely, of course, a lot of you guys are in relationships, but a lot of you are like the independent girlies who are just trying to kind of do it on your own. And like, maybe you haven't had a lot of support in your life and you're just trying to figure it all out. Like, I'm talking to you guys. And at the same time, I want you to realize that you can do this self-improvement from a place of self-love and femininity and not from a place of masculine energy and just hate for yourself. And I think that a lot of us, when we get into self-development, we kind of, we come from that wounded place. And that's exactly where I came in on my self-improvement journey. And that is, it's no shade, it's no tea, it's no anything if that's where you're currently are. But I want to kind of shed light and show you like you can step into your feminine energy. And I'm telling you, it feels so much better to self-improve from that place and physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. And I want you to have the life that you deserve to have. You are such a beautiful little queen energy from such a young age that unfortunately has been conditioned and probably suppressed by a lot of people in society in your life, that you can't be who you desperately want to be. And I know you desperately want to be and live like this because I see you in my comments. So I'm here to show you, to lead you, to be there with you, to show you what I have done. And that's what my YouTube channel is going to be more about. Same with the podcast, of course. Of course, if this is the first time you're listening, please go back and listen to other episodes. And I think you will find a lot of value in what I talk about. So without further ado, I love you, girlies. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.